This is an audio version of the printed news brief document, May 2021. The British Steel Pension Scheme, May 2021. News brief for members of the British Steel Pension Scheme, BSPS. In this edition, this recording contains the following information. Message from your trustee chairman, Scheme Notice Board, Member Portal, The Silver Line, State Pension, Your Feedback, Your Administration Services. Message from your trustee chairman, Welcome to the Spring 2021 edition of News Brief. I hope that you and your family are all keeping safe and well during these uncertain times and are looking forward to the return of some form of normality later in the summer. I would like to welcome you to this news brief, which includes a number of articles I hope will be of interest to you. The trustee is required to carry out a full actuarial valuation at least every 3 years. The valuation, as at 31st March 2021, is currently underway, and we expect to have the results finalised in early 2022. Although the scheme has faced a number of headwinds since the last valuation, including the impact of the global pandemic on markets and the government announcement regarding changes to the way inflation will be calculated in future, the trustee expects the valuation to confirm that the scheme remains well positioned to pay benefits securely on a low risk basis now and in the future. If part of your scheme pension currently in payment was earned by service before April 1997, you will have a special interest in this valuation. The agreement to set up the new scheme includes provisions for a potential additional payment to you if the 2021 valuation results in an unexpected surplus. Whether or not a payment is due will not be known with certainty until after the 2021 valuation is completed. However, the scheme actuary has estimated, based on provisional information available in April 2021, that the conditions for a modest payment to eligible members are likely to have been met. The trustee will keep you informed of developments as the valuation progresses. In our News Brief Autumn 2020 newsletter, we advised you that the trustee board was looking to select a member-nominated trustee director, MND. Interviews were originally scheduled to take place during February 2021. However, given the full COVID lockdown restrictions, face-to-face interviews could not be held as originally planned, and it was recognised that this could put candidates not known to the trustee at a significant disadvantage. Given these circumstances, the trustee board decided to postpone the selection process and extend the term of appointment of the incumbent MND, Sean Corton, for a further 12 months, following which a selection process can be run for both MND vacancies. Further details will be included in the Autumn 2021 newsletter. The COVID restrictions have affected our lives in many ways, including how we interact with those organisations that provide us with the services we rely on. I am pleased to say that the Pensions Office has continued to provide all the key services over the last 15 months without much disruption to members. the current experience has also served to accelerate the trend for many of us to access services electronically at a time that best suits us. It is very timely, therefore, that the scheme has introduced a member portal facility on its website. The portal allows members to register to access online key scheme documentation relating to their pension in payment. Details of this new service were provided to all pensioners at the end of March, and we have already seen encouraging early take-up rates. Work is now underway to allow registered users to update the portal with any change in address, bank details, etc., which can then be updated onto pensions office records. In 2022, we expect to expand the portal to allow access to members whose pensions are not yet in payment. Further details are on pages 7 and 8. This can be found later on in this recording. Best wishes, Keith Greenfield, Chairman of BS Pension Fund Trustee Limited. Scheme Notice Board. Increases for pensioners. Under the rules of the scheme, some or all of a BSPS pension in payment may increase each year on 1st April. Note, continues to be 6th April for pensioners paid from the payroll of the former Coros Engineering Steels pension scheme. Following the announcement that the Consumer Prices Index rose by 0.5% in September 2020, pensioners will have received a letter detailing how this increase was applied from April 2021 to pensions which attract increases, mainly pension built up after 6 April 1997. Included with the pension increase letter is a statement known as a P60, which shows how much pension has been received and how much has been deducted in tax during the 2020/21 tax year. You may need to refer to this if completing a tax assessment. You can view and download copies of both documents at the scheme's new online member portal. Further details about how to register for the member portal are on pages 7 and 8. This can be found later on this recording. Annual Consultative Meeting. The consultative meeting traditionally provides member representatives the opportunity to ask questions about the scheme directly to trustee directors and others involved in running the scheme. Due to the uncertainty around COVID, the 2020 meeting was cancelled and a briefing given in the autumn newsletter. Due to continuing uncertainty around large meetings, the trustee has decided it is not appropriate to hold a face-to-face gathering during 2021. The lockdown restrictions have seen many of us change how we communicate. For example, many people have relied on video conferencing to keep in contact with loved ones. The trustee recognises that technology of this kind could now allow wider engagement with more scheme members than through the traditional consultative meeting format, which had smaller numbers meeting face to face. It is currently exploring plans to hold a member event over the internet in the early part of 2022, once the actuarial valuation has been completed. If you would like to have your say on what topics should be included in this event, please see the survey that accompanies this newsletter. An update will be included in the News Brief Autumn 2021 newsletter. Update on GMP equalisation. Towards the end of 2018, the High Court made a judgment on a case about guaranteed minimum pensions, GMPs. It confirmed that pension schemes like ours, where some members have earned a GMP, will need to treat them differently. Since then, there have been some follow-up court cases addressing further questions about the scope of the 2018 judgment. What is a guaranteed minimum pension, GMP? The GMP was the minimum pension that a pension scheme had to provide for its members who were contracted out of the State Earnings Related Pension Scheme, SERPS, between 1978 and 1997. GMPs were calculated differently for men and women. Your GMP makes up part of your total annual scheme pension. We'll need to make sure that any GMP benefits built up between 17th May 1990 and 6th April 1997 are equal between men and women. If you don't have any GMP benefits built up between these dates, this judgment will not affect you. It's not yet possible to say exactly how members' pensions will be affected. Even if you do fall into this group of members, there may not be much, if any, impact on your pension. The Department for Work and Pensions, HM Revenue and Customs, and a pensions industry working group have been producing guidance on how this will work in practice. There have also been further court judgments on how to deal with some of the historic issues. The trustee and company are working together to understand the impact of these developments on the scheme, but there are still areas that need to be clarified. It will be a complex process, and it is likely to take some time before we can update members who may be impacted. We'll keep you updated as the situation and timing becomes clearer through our website and regular newsletters. If we have information that impacts you directly, we'll write to you separately. Nomination forms. For members not yet in receipt of a pension, please ensure that you keep any nomination form for your lump sum death benefit up to date. If you haven't completed one, please consider doing so. You can download a form from the scheme website at www.bspspensions.com, or you can request one from the pensions office. See page 12 for contact details. This can be found later on this recording. Former employee pensioners in the first 5 years of receiving a scheme pension may also qualify for a lump sum death benefit and therefore should consider completing a nomination form too. If you've been in receipt of a pension from the scheme for more than 5 years, no lump sum is payable on your death. Your nomination form is treated as your latest expression of wish in respect of any lump sum benefits payable to your dependents following your death. This is important because these benefits are payable under a discretionary trust. This means that the trustee determines who should receive the benefit, and so it avoids it forming part of your estate, where it may be subject to inheritance tax. The trustee has discretion on whom to make any lump sum payment to, but it is guided by the wishes you set out on your form. The form includes details of the categories of people you can nominate. You can nominate more than one person. You should review your wishes every couple of years, or if your circumstances change, to make sure they reflect your current circumstances. This is particularly true if you get married or divorced. enter or leave a civil partnership, or have a child. There is no need to nominate your spouse or civil partner or dependent children for a pension payable on your death. A pension is payable automatically in these circumstances on the provision of the necessary certificates. Member Portal. Do you like to keep things simple? Keeping in touch with your pension is important and it doesn't need to be complicated. We recommend that members with pensions in payment sign up to the new Member Portal. Having access to the Member Portal is an easy way to stay up to date with your pension and allows you to access important documents. If your pension is in payment, you can register on the Member Portal to access your annual P60 certificate, a monthly pay statement. Later in 2021, you will also be able to change your contact details quickly and securely, change your bank account details, update your nomination form, see page 6 for details. This information can be found earlier on this recording. Where to find the Member Portal? Go to the Scheme website www.bspspensions.com and click on Member Portal. On the printed version of this document, there is an image of a QR code. How to register? Click on the Register Now button. Read the Terms and Conditions, T&Cs. Tick the box to accept the T&Cs and click on Accept to continue. You'll need your national insurance number and your membership number to proceed. You'll find your membership number printed at the top of your annual pension increase letter, and your national insurance number is on your P60 document. We'd encourage you to register for the Member Portal at your earliest opportunity. More self-service functionality, including providing access to members whose pensions are not yet in payment, is planned in the coming months. Look out for updates within the Scheme website and future newsletters. If you need help, we've produced a step-by-step guide to the registration process, which you can find under Help. There's also a list of common Q&As about registering and logging in. If you're still having problems, you can contact the Pensions Office for help. Telephone 0141 274 2250. Email memberportal@bspspensions.com. The Silver Line. The Silver Line, a helpline dedicated to providing support for older people living with loneliness and social isolation, has received in excess of 2.5 million calls since it was established in 2013. In October 2019, it became a subsidiary of Age UK. Close to 1,500 people per day reach out to the helpline. Over half of the people who call the Silver Line say that they have nobody else to speak to. The vast majority of them live alone and have very little human contact from day to day. There are thought to be around 1.2 million chronically lonely older people across the UK. That number is set to rise to 2 million by 2026, and the Silver Line is the front line of defence, combating the destructive effects of this issue. Available 24 hours, 7 days, 365 days a year, it is the only free, national, confidential helpline offering information, friendship and advice to older people. the Silver Line is providing a vital public service funded entirely by charitable giving. It needs public support if it is to continue expanding in line with demand. To find out how you can access their service or volunteer, visit www.thesilverline.org.uk/what-we-do. Alternatively, phone 0800 470 8090. State pension. State pension age is now 66. The age at which people can start claiming a state pension has now officially risen from age 65 to 66. The increase, which has been taking place gradually since December 2019, applies equally for both men and women and affects anyone born on or after 6th October 1954. In recognition that many people are now living longer, the state pension age is expected to continue rising in phases like this over the coming years. An increase from 66 to 67 is already in law and will take place between April 2026 and March 2028. The state pension age is then expected to reach 68 by 2039. To find out when you might be eligible for your state pension, visit www.gov.uk/state-pension-age. Remember that the state pension age is different to your normal retirement age in the scheme, which remains at age 65. State pension increase for April 2021. State pensions increased by 2.5% from 6 April 2021 under the government's triple lock mechanism. This means, for those who reached state pension age before April 2016 and receive the basic state pension at its full level, this is worth £137.60 a week, up from £134.25. For those entitled to the full level of the new single-tier state pension, they get £179.60 a week, up from £175.20, taking their total annual state pension income to £9,339.20. Your feedback. We welcome feedback on all aspects of the News Brief newsletter, including suggestions for articles for future editions. So please complete the paper survey that came with this newsletter, or you can complete the survey by scanning the QR code. On the printed version of this document, there is an image of a QR code. News Brief is available in either Braille or large print formats. If you have used this service before, we will automatically send you a copy in your preferred format after you receive the printed version. To register for this service for the first time, please telephone us and let us know which version you require. An audio version of the newsletter will be added to the scheme website www.bsspspensions.com. The scheme website is compatible with Browse Aloud, which allows you to have website content read to you. Browse Aloud software is free to download. Your administration services. the Pensions Office is dedicated to providing administration services to all BSPS members. During the COVID restrictions, the Pensions Office was able to continue to provide a full range of administration, payroll, and helpline services through a combination of home and office working. Over the year to the end of March, team members have answered around 12,000 calls, paid £485 million to members, put 1,807 new pensions into payment, issued over 1,450 retirement quotes. Throughout this time, all service levels were maintained above 98%. If you have any questions or concerns about your pension, you can get in touch with the Pensions Office in all the usual ways. When contacting the Pensions Office, please quote your national insurance number and indicate whether your inquiry relates to membership of the former Coros Engineering Steels Pension Scheme. Please remember, we need your written and signed authority to discuss or release your personal information to a third party. Email pension.inquiries@bspspensions.com. Website www.bspspensions.com. Telephone UK 0330 440 0844. Non-UK +44 141 274 2244. Our normal hours are 8:45 a.m. to 4:45 p.m. Monday to Friday. All our calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes. We are planning on introducing a feature later this year where you can elect to participate in a survey in which you can tell us your views on how well your call was handled. Writing from the UK, no need for a stamp. British Steel Pension Scheme, Free Post, RLXS-ZXKT-AUER, Glasgow, G27BW. Writing from outside the UK, British Steel Pension Scheme, Sentinel, 105 Waterloo Street, Glasgow, G27BW, Scotland, United Kingdom. The Pensions Office will be moving office in early summer 2021. There should be no impact on the level of service provided for members. Please continue to use the above address and we'll be in touch with our new address in future correspondence. Whilst every effort has been taken to ensure the accuracy of this text, the original documentation should be relied upon as the true and accurate version. End of recording.